now we get back to it.
Digging a little bit deeper with Larry Ward, chairman of the Constitutional Rights PAC and founder of Conservative Stack. Larry, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The finger pointing and the bloodletting continues. That was expected, I suppose. But for a variety of reasons, and there are a variety of reasons, it's not binary. The Republicans clearly underperformed in the midterms, even though they won the popular vote easily across the country. But, you know, millions of people didn't turn out to vote at all. In Michigan, more than a million people that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 didn't cast a ballot at all last week. Almost 1.1 million. Well, there's your ball game, Larry. There it is.
Well, you're absolutely. Look, midterms typically have lower turnout than presidential. I mean, that's just
correct.
Fact. It's unfortunate, but it is just fact. Now, you've brought up a great point, and here's where I'm going to take this, and I'm not going to actually. There's blame to go around. Absolutely, there's the McRhinos, there's McDaniels, there's McCarthy, and there's McConnell.
That's weird. I called him the McProblem earlier, but go ahead.
But the McRhinos, they need to go because, you know, quite frankly, what they did in the Senate by spending $9 million to fight Republicans in Alaska, by fighting the conservative in Alaska, by pulling money from Blake, by pulling money from Bulldog and putting all the money to the one guy who didn't like Donald Trump just so they can say, hey, look. You know, we got this guy over the line, and he underperformed so quickly that it took a second to call his race, you know, in Colorado. So, you know, we're talking about absolute malfeasance in terms of the way.
No question, but here's the other thing. I think the malfeasance is also this, Larry. In Michigan, where I live, and Helen in Nevada. And Arizona and Pennsylvania, in Nevada and Arizona, let's be honest about this. Mail-in ballots have been a thing for a long time, okay? Mail-in ballots have been a thing for a long time. In Michigan, Pennsylvania, it's new. And they have figured it out. The Democrats, they don't care about votes. They care about ballot distribution and collection. That's it. And if we don't get our act together and start fighting like Democrats, there will never be another Republican elected in Michigan or Pennsylvania statewide ever. So it's time to get our act together.
Right. You're absolutely right. Look, here's the thing. In Pennsylvania, it is kind of new. You know, the Democrats took advantage of it during COVID. But you know what's not new in Pennsylvania and not new in Arizona is cheating. Using those mail-in ballots.
That's all fine and well, but I don't have time for that nonsense. We need to figure out how to win, Larry. And every time you lose doesn't mean somebody cheated. We got outplayed because they got millions of ballots in.
We got outplayed, but I want you to take a little observation to something. There's one state where the election laws are protect election integrity, and in that one state, we saw the red wave we expected, which was in Florida.
Well, it's not the only state.
Ron DeSantis
wasn't the only state. There were red waves in Ohio, Georgia, and because here's the problem that I have with the whole they cheated. Okay, stop it. Did they cheat in Wisconsin by allowing Ron Johnson to win and the far-left governor to win at the same time? Did they cheat in Georgia where Brian Kemp won by 9 and Herschel Walker couldn't get over the hump? Come on.
Well, no, but they certainly do cheat. And look, there's proven history.
Well, I get that. I've heard of Louisiana. I've heard of Chicago.
108% of the
I got it. I got all that. I got all that. But the fact of the matter is this. If the Republicans got off the couch, and because I'll never vote on Election Day again. I will vote the first day that it's legal in my state of Michigan, and then I'll spend the next 6 weeks calling my friends to make sure they voted, picking up their ballots, because those are the rules. That's what I can play by now. And that's the way the Republican state party needs to get their act together and actively get involved with grassroots patriots and go collect ballots. Stop sitting on the couch and whining about how they cheated. Well, the refs are bad in a lot of football games. But the fact of the matter is right now we're playing 1960s-style football, and God would Woody Hayes be proud. The problem is the Democrats are playing Nick Saban football right now, and Woody Hayes doesn't stand a chance.
Well, they're more likely they're playing Deflategate football. But look, what the problem is you got to look at more than just the Election Day cheating – more than just the, you know, like you said, it's the ballot harvesting. The ballot harvesting, you know, is distasteful for a lot of Republicans.
I don't care
to play dirty games.
I don't care. It's not dirty. It's legal.
I'm agreeing with you.
It doesn't matter. It's legal. I don't care if it's legal, and whatever's legal is what we're allowed to do from here to California.
That's exactly my point. If it's in the game, we have to take advantage of it. I'm agreeing with you. But what I'm also saying is we have to also pay attention to the rules. And what they did in this election is, you're right, that some, like Ron Johnson, got over the hump. And there are governors, we won governorships, but we lost the Senate seat. And then we lost the Secretary of State seat. So, you know, we have to look at what we're losing. We're losing control of the electoral process. We have to win the electoral process, and we have to strengthen it.
No, actually, we lost control. We lost. It's not. It's past. We lost control, and now the way to get it back is to play by the rules. You don't have to like the rules, but if you want to sit there and lose again and again and again,
I agree.
Then go ahead and play the same game the same way, and you'll lose. We have hope in Nevada because we have a governor there that can clean things up with the Republican legislature. I hope. Arizona, don't know yet. Michigan and Pennsylvania, they're a mess for the long term. Wisconsin's still possible because it's right across the state, except for the Republicans, except for the Democrat governor. I'll give you the last word.
Well, here's the last word. There's also one other factor that we really have to pay attention to, because we are getting our ass kicked, pardon my French, in the money. And we're getting our ass kicked in the money because fundraising is hard for Republicans because we're counting on $25 and $50 donations, while the left is funneling money.
They go to hedge fund managers. I get it. Well, here's the other thing. The billionaires are standing on the sidelines because they don't want to be involved in a lot of things that Donald Trump is doing. That's a fact, Larry. I got to leave it there. We'll see what Donald Trump does tomorrow. If he goes all in for unification of the Republican Party to win the Georgia Senate seat, he can make great strides. If he goes all in for himself, it's a bad day for Republicans again. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gerber Show.